So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlokes Rebbe v'Chacham. Dina mamnis v'shleisha, Rebbe Yemi b'chamisha. Chacham hold that monetary cases require a bezin of 3 judges, while Rebbe holds monetary cases require 5 judges. And the Gemara explained that their machlokes is based on the interpretation of the word Yarshiyun. Rebbe holds Yashim l'mikra, the way a word is pronounced takes precedence over the Messiris. Therefore, we consider Yarshiyun Elikim pluralized with a letter Vav, which implies 2 judges. And the previously mentioned Elikim includes another 2 judges, and Ve'im Bezin Shakel, Maisifin Alein Oirechad Harikan Chamisha. Since a Bezin cannot consist of an even number, a 5th judge must be added. While the Chacham hold Yashim l'Messiris, the way a word is written takes precedence over the Mikra. Therefore, we consider Yarshiyun singular without a letter Vav, which implies only 1 judge. And the previous Elikim includes 1 more judge, and the Ein Bezin Shakel, Maisivin Lein Oidechad Harikan Shleisha, since a Bezin cannot consist of an even number, a 3rd judge must be added. The Gemara now proceeds with a discussion of the Machlekes of Yesh Eim Lamikra. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda ben Royet, Ube Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Kiva, Kulu Svirlu Yesh Eim Lamikra. These 5 Tanaim all hold that the way a word is pronounced takes precedence over the Messiris. Rebbe Hodamaron, as explained earlier, Rehud Meraitz was asked by his students, the pasuk that refers to a Yeledis Nekeva states, V'im Nekeva Teilet V'Tameya Shavuayim. A woman who gives birth to a girl becomes Tameh for 2 weeks. However, the word Shavuayim is written without a Vav, which implies 70 days, Shivim. Rehud Meraitz told them, Shavuayim Karinon, V'yashim L'mikra. Shavuayim is pronounced with a Vav, which means 2 weeks, because the way a word is pronounced takes precedence over the Messiris. Bishamai, the Mishnah Masechet Zevachim states, Bishamai Oimim Kol Netan Al Mezbeach Achitzen, Shenitna B'Matan Achas Keeper. The Bishamai say, regarding the Kabbonis Oile B'Shlamim, whose blood must be thrown at 2 corners of the Mezbeach, if the blood was thrown at only 1 corner, the atonement was achieved. Uvechata Shtei Matanis, regarding a Karban Chatas, whose blood must be applied to all 4 corners of the Mezbeach, if the blood was applied to only 2 corners, the atonement was achieved. However, if the blood was applied to only 1 corner, the atonement is not achieved. The Beisil disagree and say that even regarding a chatas, if the blood was applied to only 1 corner, the atonement is achieved. And the Gemara explains their machlekes. The psukim regarding chatas mention the word karanish 3 times, twice with adavav and once with evav. The Bishami hold yeshim lemikra, therefore, karanis, harikan sheish. All 3 karanis are considered pluralized, and in total there are 6 karanis. Arba lemitzvah vishtayim la'akif. The first 4 Quranas teach the initial requirement on all 4 corners, and the other 2 Quranas teach that 2 corners are mandatory for kapara. While the Beis Hillel hold Yashim l'Messiris, therefore Quranis, Karnas, Harikan Arba. Of the 3 Quranas, only 1 is pluralized, and in total there are 4 Quranas. Gim l'mitzvah, la'achas la'akiv. The initial requirement on 1 corner is self-understood, and the first 3 Quranas teach the initial requirement for the remaining 3 corners, and the 4th Quranas teaches that 1 corner is mandatory for kapara. Reb Shimon, regarding the defanei sukkah, the number of walls required for a sukkah, the Chacham say shtaim kelchasen v'shlisha sevelo tefach. Only 2 full-size walls are needed, and the 3rd one can be a tefach. While Reb Shimon says shalosh kelchasen v'rfiya sevelo tefach. 3 full-size walls are needed, and the 4th one can be a tefach. And the Gemara explains their machlekes. The pasuk mentions the word basukash 3 times, twice with adavav and 1 with avav. The Rabban hold yesh im lemisiris, therefore basukas, harikan arba. Of the 3 basukas, only 1 is pluralized, and in all there are 4 basukas. Dal chad kra legufe, pashlu tlas. Asoy hilchasa garasa lishlishes va'ukim ta'atefach. 1 of these 4 is needed for the actual mitzvah of sukkah, the other 3 are for the walls. 2 of these walls must be full size, and the halachah l'mishnah Messina reduces the 3rd wall to only a tefach. While Reb Shimon holds yeshim l'mikra, therefore basukas, arikan sheish. All 3 basukas are considered pluralized, and in all there are 6 basukas. Dalchad kra legufe, pashur luhu arba. Asoy hilcha segarata l'rviyas v'uk mea tefach. 1 pluralized basukas is for the actual mitzvah of sukkah, and the other 4 are for the walls. 3 of these walls must be full-size, and the halachah l'mishnah Messina reduces the 4th wall to only a tefach. Rebbe Kiva says, Minayin l'arviyas dam sh'yatz m'shnei mesim m'shem metamah ba'oil. A arviyas dam, even when it was combined from 2 mesim, is metamah ba'oil because the pasuk states, Al kol nafshas mes lo yavoy. Rebbe Kiva holds yashim l'mikra, and the word nafshas is pluralized and refers to 1 shear for 2 mesim. While the chum hold yashim l'mesiris, And the word nafshas is singular and refers to one shear for one mace. The Gemara proceeds to question all those that hold yesh im lemisayrus, as there is a proof from the Isser Basa B'chalav that yesh im lemikra, because the Braisa cites the source for the Isser Basa B'chalav in the Pasuk Loisavashla Gadi Bachalev Imay. The word Bachalev can be read either as Bachalev milk or as Bachalev animal fats. And only because we hold yesh im lemikra, we use the pronunciation of Bachalev, and there is a source for the prohibition to cook milk with meat. However, if we are to hold yesh im lemisayrus, we do not use the pronunciation of Bachalev, and there is no source for the prohibition to cook milk with meat. The Gemara offers several explanations. The Kuliyam yesh im lemikra all agree that the way a word is pronounced takes precedence over the misayrus, and Bachalev is pronounced Bachalev. And regarding Kronis, Basukais, and Revi's Dam, they disagree for other reasons. However, the Gemara brings proof from a brace regarding tefillin that there are some who do hold yesh im lemisayrus. Then the Gemara attempts to make the following distinction. Ki peligi heichad deshani krami misayrus. The machlik is only when the mikra and misayrus are different, and there are more letters in the pronunciation than the way the word is written. Aval hai chaylev v'cholav d'chiyadadi ninu. There is no machlekes regarding the word chaylev, in which there are the same three letters in both the mikra and misayrus, and here all agree yesh im lemikra. The Gemara, however, proves otherwise from a machlekes in the word yirah, even though they're both the mikra and misayrus are the same. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that according to the opinion of yesh im lemisayrus, the source for the issa basa b'chalav is not in the word chaylev, but rather in the words leisavashal gadi. The prohibition is exclusively for cooking, and since only milk, which is liquid, can be cooked while fats are fried and cannot be cooked, therefore the prohibition must refer to milk and meat.